Randy and I coming to you all tough like that, like, hey, Seth, we got to talk. And then as soon as everybody else is out of earshot, Seth, please tell us. We're begging.
What are you
please,
doing? Come
please,
on, man.
Please. Take a break. Come back. Have more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Donald Trump's lawyer claims the former president didn't do anything wrong, despite 34 felony counts against him for falsifying business records in 2016. Joe Tacopina talked about the indictment today on CBS Mornings.
Even Michael Cohen, when he pled guilty, said this was done in part to prevent embarrassment for the president and his family. That takes it out of the realm of FEC campaign finance law violations. That's why the Justice Department didn't charge him. That's why the FEC didn't charge him.
Trump pleaded not guilty yesterday in court, then flew to Florida, where he slammed prosecutors as criminals and told supporters the judge presiding over the case hates him. A scary night in the Midwest, where forecasters say two tornadoes touched down in Illinois and severe thunderstorms caused widespread damage in Iowa. Mary Miller lives in Pleasantville.
People say it sounds like a train. It was actually very, very quiet. And we ran downstairs and then looked out our basement windows. We could just see everything flying everywhere.
Severe storms are expected to hit parts of eastern Illinois, lower Michigan, and parts of the Ohio Valley today. Washington State just stocked up on a three-year supply, or about 30,000 doses of the abortion pill. The University of Washington also ordered 10,000 doses. State Rep Jessica Bateman.
In Washington, by taking this step today, we will ensure that Washingtonians can continue to access medication for abortion.
The move comes ahead of a court ruling in Texas that could limit availability nationwide. Progress in an Army investigation. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Flight data recorders have been recovered from two U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters that crashed last week near Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Nine soldiers were killed in the accident that happened during a training exercise. The recorders are being analyzed at Fort Rucker in Alabama.
The U.S. and Taiwan will hold high-level talks today in Los Angeles, and China is not happy about it. CBS's Lucy Kraft has details.
The meeting between House Speaker McCarthy and Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen on U.S. soil marks the first such event of its kind in over 40 years since the U.S. ended formal ties with Taiwan back in 1979. China has reacted harshly, threatening unspecified retaliation.
Drop the consort. It's Queen Camilla now. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Until now, courtiers have been careful to refer to her as Queen Consort Camilla so as not to confuse her with the late Queen Elizabeth, they said, so as not to inflame the feelings of those who recall Camilla as the woman behind the breakdown of Charles's marriage to Diana, others said.
By the way, Queen Camilla got equal billing on invites for the King's coronation, which is set for May 6th in London. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 49, southwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Highs level off around 41, tomorrow mainly sunny skies and calm. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you right for this April 5th, 2023. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good start to the day. Thanks for joining us. We're going to get into some fun entertainment news now. In a little bit, we'll have some Betty Wright stories, good stories of the day to wrap up our show. I did want to send a programming note out to everybody to remember, hey, we've got the Pet of the Week in this spot next tomorrow.
We do.
Tomorrow, we will have our Pet of the Week, Madison of the Southwood County Humane Society, going to be joining us. Looking so forward to that. love hanging out with our friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, we want to send a gigantic shout-out to our sponsors this week, Current Technologies. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment.
Yes, indeed.
If you would like to sponsor a segment for Pet of the Week, reach out to our great sales staff. We got the best in the business in this building. Give them a call, 424-1300, and Pam will put you right in contact with them.
Yes, and I'm kind of surprised that Terry has not taken over Thursdays.
Yeah.
Because I know she got to do it last week. Yeah. It sounded like she really enjoyed it. So.
Yeah, one of these days. She may. We're going to get into some entertainment news now, and Shrek 5 might actually be happening.
Oh, jeez.
And it may be happening with the original cast.
Oh, wow.
Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, Eddie Murphy returning as Shrek, Fiona, and Donkey.
All right.
The CEO of the animation company Illumination said that he and DreamWorks want to revive the franchise. Quote, "We anticipate the cast coming back. Talks are starting now." And every indication that we've gotten is there's tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of the actors to return.
Okay.
Eddie had previously said that he'd return in 2 seconds to voice Donkey again and would even like to see his own spin-off movies.
I would rather see that than another Shrek movie, personally.
Yeah.
I think they could have a lot of fun with that.
Nothing against the Shrek movies.
No,
I thought they're fine. I didn't mind them. I didn't see all of them, but I didn't mind what I saw. But I like that idea that I wonder if because I don't believe that Puss in Boots movie did very well.
Yeah.
So I don't know how inclined they are to do a spinoff anymore.
Right.
But if they'd done a spinoff of Donkey, I have a hard time believing that wouldn't succeed.
I really don't. If you give Eddie Murphy some room.
Yeah.
To work.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he could do a really fun job with it.
I like Mike Myers. I have nothing against him. There's a lot of great voice actors in that series. John Lithgow did a voice that was hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
In that and everything.
Yeah.
But I watched him because of Eddie Murphy, because of Donkey.
Yeah, right.
That's what I kept coming back for. So I don't know. I'm with you. I think that if
that would make more sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting conversation here that Phil Collins was having. Phil Collins in the air tonight has one of the most iconic drum fills in the history of rock.
Mm-hmm.
Can't debate that. It truly is.
Yep.
I am not a Phil Collins fan,
right.
But I have no problem admitting that. That's very true. He recently explained why it's so effective. He said most of the song is mellow and then boom, the drums assault you.
Yep.
Quote, "You're lulling people in and then subtly punching them in the face with it." He was free to punch hard because the song was on his solo debut album.
Mm-hmm.
So he can make the drums as loud as he wanted, being a drummer.
Right.
And being famous for being a drummer.
Exactly.
One more thing, he said his mates nicknamed it the face hugger sound.
Jeez.
It reminded them of the chest burster scene in Alien.
Wow.
I don't know where that came from, but
maybe because of the surprise. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, kind of the shock of it. All of a sudden, whoa, what was that? You know, kind of
I agree with that part.
Yep.
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Always interesting to hear where some of these sounds come from.
Oh, yes. Yes. And for those of astute listeners out there who had listened to Seth Faces the Music last week would have heard this very song. In my air,
that's right.
Themed a show, which was just on Sunday.
Nice. So
there you go.
Nice.
Go to Spotify right now if you want to hear it again.
Well done. Well done, sir. Well done. You can see that complete interview. It's with the part of the big interview with Dan Rather. Phil Collins sat down with him. I love that Dan Rather is spending, and I mean this, I love that Dan Rather is spending the end of his career just interviewing people he wants
to
interview.
Dude, he's in his 80s, and he's still doing this
stuff. He's still doing it. And he's still great at it.
Yeah.
Still a fantastic interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one here, too. And this could be one of our good stories of the day. A bunch of big country artists are stepping up to raise money for Nashville's Covent School, where that terrible shooting happened last week.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Belmont University is only a few miles from the school, and they're hosting a big fundraiser concert next Wednesday. The event is called A Night of Joy of celebrating the Covent School. And they have got huge names on this. An event like this we see some B stars sometimes do this, and it's very noteworthy and very appreciated. We don't always see Carrie Underwood, Thomas Rhett, Lady A, Tyler Hubbard, the Warren Brothers, Sixpence None the Richer, and a dozen more.
Wow.
That's a huge list.
That's a big list, too. Wow.
Just time out real quick. Sixpence None the Richer in there? Like, are they a country band? Like, weren't they like an 80s?
No, they were a 90s pop band.
90s pop band. Man.
Pop band. But
okay, so they got a little bit of the mix. Okay, they got a mix. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
The school will receive all of the proceeds from it.
All
of them. Every That's bit great. Going right to the school.
Wonderful.
It's beautiful. That's a beautiful
nice gesture.
Thing.
Yes, it is.
Every time they tell an athlete or they tell an entertainer, shut up and dribble, or I don't want to hear your side of things or anything like that, then you're losing this kind of stuff.
Exactly. Too. 100%, man.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty amazing. And
it's very neat.
It's also very understandable. Like, we talked about this a lot during the quarantine, really in the heart of the pandemic when things looked its darkest. We were considered, needed. So we were able to still do our job here at the station and everything. And with that, yeah, we were getting out information that was important and those kind of things. Yes. But at the very same time, we're like, God, I want to do more. I'm not doing enough. What could I do? Well, I didn't get a skill set to be able to diagnose a disease or be a doctor or anything. But I got this silly talent. Maybe I could do that, do something with it. And, and every one of these individuals is thinking the same thing.
Exactly.
It's pretty powerful.
It is.
It's also pretty sad to me that they even have to do this.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what's sadder, that they have to do this, or that when I mentioned the school, I'm guessing a lot of people out there had no idea what I was referring to, because there's been so many school shootings that you can't keep track of all of them.
Nope.
I'm not sure which is the sadder part of that.
Yeah, that's definitely, yeah.
We are a nation that cannot protect its children. I will keep saying that sentence until something changes.
Yep.
I hate saying it. I'm not proud of that phrase or anything like that, but I'm not letting it go. I'm not getting, just because it didn't happen yesterday, I'm not letting it go.
Right.
If you want it let go, get rid of me. That's the only way.
Or
I don't know.
Solve the problem?
Yeah. Yeah,
let's try to at least try to get to a place where we can help with it a little bit. Maybe we can't solve it entirely, but we can work on it. Right now we're doing nothing.
Yeah. The start of the Major League Baseball season kicked off last week.
Yes,
and
it did.
Man, has it been exciting.
Yes.
A lot of interesting stuff.
It's been a really good start to the year. I mean, all the new rules. I mean, we love the stolen. I love it. All the stolen bases there right now. It's so great. Oh, my gosh.
We're about to go through the list of baseballs. The AV Club put together the best baseball movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And AV Club, yeah, I like a lot of the work they do. In fact, most of the work they do. I think The Onion is fantastic. I love The Onion. And the AV is the more serious part of The Onion.
It's their entertainment stuff. And it's not the goofiness that The Onion is. It's actually straight up, yeah.
What's funny to me right now about this list, and I'm just glancing at and everything, is some of these movies are longer than some MLB games are going to be going forward.
Right now, yes.
That's pretty crazy.
Isn't that cool?
That is pretty
That's
cool.
great.
That's pretty cool. So here is the top 10. You want to start at the 10th or number 1?
Let's start at the bottom. I'm curious. I want to start there, yeah.
At number 10, The Bad News Bears from 1976.
I still have not seen that movie.
Yeah.
All these years, I have not seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's a baseball movie, and I haven't seen it. Shame on me. Shame on me.
It's very good. Walter Matthau alone.
I love Walter Matthau, too, and I don't know why I haven't seen it yet. So
there's some great kid performances in it as well.
Yeah.
Way too low on the list. Number 9, The Sandlot from 1993.
So I've seen The Sandlot. I'm one of those people that's not – I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan. I know there's super fans out there really – there was just an ad – that had the actors from the movie playing with Mike Trout.
Yes.
Which is a really hilarious ad, by the way. But still, I mean, and Ken Griffey. I mean, Griffey's in it too. But
that's right. That's right. I love that movie. I love it. I can't get enough of that movie. Number 8, Phil's movie, Major League from 1989.
Yes. That's a fun movie. That's fun. Yeah. It's not a great, you know, it's just a fun little movie to watch. If you kind of... don't have to invest a lot in it. And plus, you get to see Bob Uecker.
Yeah. And I did think that for the time it came out, I'm talking about the first major league, for the time it came out, I think it did a really good job of making you feel what it feels to be an athlete or on a number of different layers. You know, mm-hmm. Charlie Sheen being the up-and-comer, Tom Berenger's character, the veteran who wants to hang on for a little bit longer, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Some of the scenery, like especially that Berenger scene at the end, spoiler alert, everybody hasn't seen Major League from 1989, where he's trying to get home. And his, you know, they've been talking about it the whole movie. His knees are busted and everything. Yep. And he's rushing. So I like, that's actually some good acting by Tom Berenger. Yep. And it's a really good scene. A really good placement by the camera.
They framed it really well. Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah.
You could make the argument this could be number one. So showing up at number seven is a bit of an upset to me. A League of Their Own from 1992.
Yeah, for me, that's top of the list.
If it isn't my favorite, it's my top five.
Yeah.
Easily. At least top three, probably.
Yeah, for sure, for me, it's number one.
There's no crying in baseball.
There are so many. It's one of the most quotable movies. It's got Tom Hanks in it. Come on now.
Good. It's so good.
Jeez.
Number six on the list is the number 42 that came out in 2013. Of course, the Jackie Robinson movie, mm-hmm. starring Chadwick Boseman.
So a little extra poignancy to it now that that Chadwick is gone.
I wonder if that's part of the reason why it is higher on the list.
I think it is, yeah.
Because I good movie.
Yep.
Not exactly a biopic, biopic of Jackie Robinson or anything. Incredible performance by Chadwick Boseman.
Yes.
Did a fantastic job in that movie. You could make an argument that he should have been nominated for an award for it, mm-hmm. or something. But the movie, as far as a bio, doesn't do the greatest justice, but I do think you lose that lead actor like that, and he meant so much to so many people.
Exactly.
Kind of rises it up. I wonder this all the time when I hear people say The Dark Knight is the perfect superhero movie. I agree. I think it is, but I think it is because of editing and writing and all these things.
General good movie.
A lot of people will say, yeah, but Heath's performance and then he died. And like that, I think that would be the last thing. If I was Heath Ledger, that would be the last thing I'd want.
Yeah.
Like, not just because I died, you think the movie's great? Like, I mean, how about my performance? How about, you know, everybody else's work? Eight Men Out comes in at number five from 1988.
I'm surprised that one's higher on the list. Great movie. Oh, one of my more favorite filmmakers, John Sayles, mm-hmm. directed that. Great cast in it. Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it only starred John Sayles, John Cusack, Charlie Sheen, David Statham, D.B. Sweeney, John Mahoney, Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, okay.
I think that was a decent cast. It's actually Chicago guys.
It's one of my favorite ensemble pieces.
Oh, for sure.
I obviously, being a diehard White Sox fan, am a little bit biased about that movie.
Yeah.
But I think it's top 10. I think it's top 5 at least. Mm-hmm. Top 10, top 5, somewhere like that. It's just some great performances.
Yeah. Again, very cool. Very good performances.
My number one baseball movie of all time comes in at number 4 on this list, The Natural from 1984. Grew up with two of the biggest baseball fans you'll ever know, and my dad and my papa, and they loved this movie. The way my little sister and my cousin would rewatch Dirty Dancing 100 times, or my little brother would watch Hooper 100 times, my dad and my papa were just as bad with The Natural, and they love Robert Redford and love that movie, and it got me. It's one of those movies. It was only a couple months ago that it was on something or whatever, and I flipped to it, and I leave it on there, and I ended up watching the rest of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it's necessarily a great movie as far as the story of baseball or making you feel like what it feels like to be an athlete. It's a good story that happens to involve baseball.
Yeah,
I think
you're right. Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
but it's still my favorite. If I have to pick, it's my favorite baseball movie.
Right.
Moneyball comes in at number 3 from 2011.
Of the more recent films, that is a very good movie. Mm-hmm. It's just an excellently acted. It's probably my favorite Brad Pitt movie.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Because I'm not a big Brad Pitt guy. You know, I liked him in the Ocean's movies. He's good in that and everything. But I think he was at his best in Moneyball.
Right on. Jonah Hill really started to get his career changed after that movie too.
Yeah.
Because he had done these silly comedies and everything. He takes that role and all of a sudden Martin Scorsese's calling him up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
drama's
stuff.
There too. Chris Pratt's in that movie. Remember that.
That's right.
Played Scott Hatterberg. Yep.
I have to rewatch that. I think I watched it like late at night and just don't remember much of it, but I do remember enjoying it.
Yes.
Number 2 on the list, Field of Dreams from 1989.
Okay, let's take out Kevin Costner. Yeah. Okay, we'll remove him from the movie. The rest of the cast, the storyline itself, it's a great movie, I got to say.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I think, like some movies, like to somebody like me, it's a little overrated. To somebody out there listening, it couldn't be rated higher. Or it could be rated higher than number two. Antique Throne, that's the beauty of this stuff.
You're absolutely
right. There's no wrong answers.
No.
There's no, unless you say your favorite baseball movie was Space Jam. Like, there's no wrong answers. There's no,
Well, I have to say, my father-in-law is a great example of this. For him, it's a very moving picture because at the end, when he's playing catch with his dad,
for him, it
just totally brings him back to when he was that age playing catch with his father. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why it's rated so high is because of that nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Plus, you've got James Earl Jones. You've got Burt Lancaster in his last movie.
His last movie. It's the reason Burt Lancaster. Now, I love James Earl Jones. Yep. I've shooken that man's hand. I love him to death.
And I'm so jealous that you've done that. Anyway.
But it's the Burt Lancaster performance, as small as it is in the movie, that is why I never talk trash about that movie.
Yep.
At least I try not to.
Yep.
I will say that Costner's performance, anybody could have done. Like, literally any other actor could have filled those shoes.
Yeah.
He gave you nothing in that performance that was like, oh my God, Kevin, he doesn't tear up at any point in that movie. No point in that. Watch his face when his dad is out there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. Like, give me something, man. Like, I know you can't do an English accent. I don't know why you played Robin Hood, but yeah.
We could find, that'd be a good game, recasting Field of Dreams, the lead actor in that one.
I'll wait for it. I'm sure they'll remake it.
Yeah.
in the remake, maybe they'll.
Yeah, maybe they'll figure something out.
And number one, a lot of people think this, Bull Durham from 1988.
That one, I'm still mystified. Why that's considered the best baseball movie?
I don't get it. It's a horrible movie. It's just a bad movie. It is. I know I'm going to lose a lot of people on this one, but
again, Kevin Costner again. But to be fair, yeah. And Susan Sarandon, she's great.
I love
Tim Robbins
Susan
is great in too.
I'm a big fan of Tim Robbins.
Yep.
And actually, one of the few times where I think you see Costner as Costner. Like, you don't see him acting in that movie. That's not him acting. Mm-hmm. That's Costner. That's a lot of him in that, which is probably why the performance is stronger than most that he's done.
Most of his ones, yeah.
But the writing, like
It's not the greatest. Yeah, I'm with you.
I would literally take any one of these movies over watching Bull Durham.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think it's a good movie, period, let alone a good baseball movie. but to each their own. And this is the beauty of this. It would not even have The Natural on their list.
Yep.
And say the same thing to me about that.
Yeah. There's a couple that I can think of that are not on the list that are actually fun baseball movies, like The Rookie. There's a couple of or Rookie of the Year was that's a fun movie. That one's a good one. There's a couple other really fun baseball movies out there, but these are the more of the iconic ones.
I don't get nostalgic about a lot of things when it comes to like themes or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am gonna miss you could do this in the 80s a bit too, but especially in the 90s, where you could have Tommy had a 99.9-mile fastball, but he was only 13, and the Minnesota Twins drafted him.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can make a movie off of that.
Exactly.
Like, you can't do that anymore. Like, audiences won't see that stuff. But back in the day, Tom Hanks is a detective on the bad part of his So his next partner, a dog.
Yeah.
You're not going to see that anymore. You're not going to see, like, that's, TV shows, maybe, but not movies.
And trust us, we're not saying these are good movies.
No.
But they were made. They were movies, and they have their fans, so we got to give them that.
There was something kind of, like, innocent to me about the fact that those movies existed. Now that they're gone, I'm kind of like, oh.
There was something about the 70s and 80s. They loved animals.
Yes.
Clint Eastwood and a monkey.
What was
Any Which Way But Loose or Any Which Way You Can?
Any Which Way But Loose.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. the little bit of history real quick on that. That was when the beginning of actors starting to really like, hey, it's not like we're gonna form unions. We're gonna have some rights here and everything.
Right.
Animals didn't do that. So a lot of writers, production companies decided a lot easier to have the co-star be a monkey than
no
you
wonder
know,
Lassie was such a big star. they paid her in milk bones.
And worked hard for those milk bones.
No kidding.
Good actor, Lassie. Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun after this break on The Morning Show at WFHR.
this is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Life's a bit slower in the country, but your internet shouldn't be. Bugtussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bugtussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Get connected with Bugtussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment. Call 877-227-0924.
Bugtussle Wireless.
Bugtussle,
we're out there.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 49, southwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Highs level off around 41, tomorrow mainly sunny skies and calm. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, indeed.
I wanted to get into a couple of things here, but we don't get to do this very often with Any Right Stories or anything where we have we're able to do a callback, a follow up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The old, you read the newspaper and then a couple of days later, there's a follow up to the
story,
article.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, the other day in one of our Any Right Stories, there was an Arizona Dairy Queen that had their big red spoon stolen.
Oh, no.
And many were wondering, hey, where is it? What are you going to do with it? Well, a giant red spoon that was stolen from an Arizona Dairy Queen and sparked a mystery on social media was found Monday morning, and it's partially thanks to Pokemon Go. Michael Foster, 52, was playing the outdoor mobile game when he spotted the 15-foot spoon at around 7 a.m. It was lying on the ground behind a fence that surrounds a Phoenix Middle School baseball field.
Oh.
So it wasn't, it almost looks like they were trying to hide it, but it was behind a fence, so you could see.
Yeah, like a regular chain link fence, yeah.
Detectives are continuing to search for the suspects who took the spoon. He added police are encouraging the public to submit any tips. A school maintenance man came over and pushed it over the fence to Foster, who handed it to the Phoenix police.
There you go.
I set it down. They actually did the lifting after we got it over the fence. They strapped it on the top of their police cruiser. And drove home.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen people like on the route where they're going back to the Dairy Queen.
I want to hear from somebody, 424-2600, from Arizona. You had no idea of this story, and you're just sitting there, and you see a cop car drive by
with a giant spoon on it. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
You
don't see every day?
I think that's awesome. I think that's great. And they're so happy that the owners of that Dairy Queen. They're so happy to have it back. They had been getting some stuff because they this was like a $7,000 prop.
Wow.
Basically.
Wow.
With installation and everything. Yeah, that's how much it costs. So they're even making up shirts. Where's my spoon?
Oh my gosh.
But they didn't really get a chance to wear them very much or anything. They're so happy to have this back because a lot of kids and a lot of parents take pictures next to it and everything.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun for them.
That's so cool. Well, they could still have the t-shirts. You could still do it. Found my spoon.
Yeah.
You could change it just there a little bit, you know.
Nice. I like that. We will take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are unofficial election results from around our listening area. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board incumbent John Krings won another term on the board. He received 4,593 votes. Kathy Stebbenhintz also secured her seat with 4,959 votes. Mike Deary and Chris Inda received close to 4,000 votes each. Wisconsin Rapids alderpersons are as follows. For District 1, Ryan Austin. District 3, Matt Zacher. District 5, Jake Cadenish. And in District 7, Patrick Delaney ran unopposed. Adams Friendship School District passed their school referendum with 59% voting yes and 41% voting no. If the referendum had not passed, the Adams Friendship School District would have looked at dissolving. This referendum will allow the school district to exceed the revenue limit by $3 million per year for 4 years beginning next school year. The Adams County ATV-UTV referendum also passed to allow use of all-terrain vehicles and utility terrain vehicles on all Adams County highways. It passed with 395 votes yes to 340 no votes. Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiesa has secured another term with 4,235 votes to Melissa Johnson's 3,081. Craig Tesh ran as a write-in candidate and secured 743 votes. It looks like Marshfield was not able to pass their public safety referendum. The unofficial results show it did not pass by around 100 votes. Wisconsin voters are moving the state Supreme Court from right to left, choosing Janet Protasiewicz in Tuesday's election.
Our state is taking a step forward to a better and brighter future where our rights and freedoms will be protected.
Protasiewicz beat Dan Kelly 55% to 45%. Kelly was defiant in his concession speech. He called Protasiewicz a serial liar. The Stevens Point Brewery moved their new brewhouse equipment in on Tuesday. The new boilers traveled all the way here from Germany. The $2.5 million renovation includes not only new equipment, but also taking out the old boilers and expanding the brewery space. The new equipment will make brewing more efficient. They can use less malt and hops to make the same amount of beer. Visitors will be able to taste beer brewed in the new equipment towards the end of May. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 49, southwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 26. Highs level off around 41. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, where we're looking for a new bumper maker.
I was going to say, did I lose my job again?
Once again, you've lost your job. Yes. But you had to put it in there. You had to.
It was popular in the 90s.
If it was popular in the 90s, it's got to go in the bumpers.
That's right.
That's a good rule.
I got to make a mix of things and stuff. So, yes, I'm not a fan myself, but got to put it in there.
I don't know how this music holds up. I don't know if there's still people listening to it.
There's some nostalgia there. I think they're doing all right. Yeah. Backstreet Boys are doing okay.
There are 2,430 Major League Baseball games in a season, and every team hosts 81 home games. Mm-hmm. So tickets should be pretty cheap, right?
You'd think.
The average ticket price this year is about $35, but it depends on the team. The Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees average more than $60, while the average cost of an Arizona Diamondbacks or Miami Marlins game is closer to $20. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't seem crazy, but obviously it adds up fast if you're taking the whole family, and of course the spending doesn't stop with the ticket.
No.
The average baseball fan will spend $51 once they enter the ballpark. That's just once they enter the ballpark.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then concession, food,
parking,
drinks.
Anything like that. Yeah, it does not include that stuff. Yeah.
Merch.
Yep.
Is included in that $50, but not the parking part.
Yeah.
That makes the overall cost about $86 per person, or over $300 for a family of four.
Yes.
In a recent survey, 47% of people said that they're planning on going to an MLB game this season, but 58% said that they prefer to watch MLB games at home.
Interesting.
Very. Some of that has to do with the cost. 35% of people said that they will be going to fewer games or no games at all because of the price in this economy.
Yeah.
The average fan who is planning on seeing a game is in person says they expect to go to 3 games this year. So the average fan plans to go to 3 games. So you've got two different directions happening.
Yeah, it's interesting.
In a separate poll, 42% of Americans say that they have a favorite MLB team, and 22% say they have at least favorite teams.
Okay.
A whopping 26% of people say that they hate the Yankees.
Which is good. This is a good thing.
11% say they dislike the Red Sox, and only 4% are upset at the Houston Astros for cheating a few years back.
I'm sure that's gone down since. It's been a few years now, so yeah.
Opening day, 15% of the people said that they are very interested in opening day on MLB season. And another 42% said that they are So 15% said they were very interested in opening day. 42% said they were just interested.
Interested, right.
And another 43% said they're not interested in the MLB this season. So it's a pretty high number, but the ratings and the attention it has gotten already shows that 43% of people isn't true.
Yeah.
That it can't be. There's some people that were lying on this survey. Shocker.
Yeah.
But
I think there's been a lot of interest now with the new rules. I mean, partially it's because they did all these new rules at once.
Yeah.
They didn't roll them out slowly. And I think that was done very deliberately. Mm-hmm. I think they did that, you know, getting rid of the shifting as much. I mean, they're still shifting, but not as much as they're, you know, as drastically as it was, of course. The pitch clock, of course, which for the first weekend, the first few, you know, 5 days or so, it's gone pretty darn smoothly.
Yeah.
There's not been a big issue. There's been a couple of violations here and there, like there's going to be. But then the stolen base attempts are up. The even more than that, the successful attempts is sky high.
Yes.
We're going to be seeing some adjustments by pitchers. We're going to see that's the thing I'm most interested in seeing how the players now adjust to doing this. We've already seen it with batters when they take their time out. because they're only allowed one timeout now when they're in the batter's box. And when they take it, it's really interesting to see the cat and mouse game going between hitters and pitchers.
At the heart of baseball is that cat and mouse
game,
that chess game. Mm-hmm. That it's a team sport disguised. It's an individual sport disguised as a team sport.
Yes.
The pitcher versus the hitter. They're one of the most classic matchups in sports.
Mm-hmm.
So when you tinker with that, you're going to bring some drama, no different than when you lower the mound.
Yep.
You know, it's going to bring some eyeballs. It's going to bring some attention. And I think it's been positive attention. It hasn't been the kind of thing like somebody comes and watches and then they go away. Like, they're staying.
Right.
They're staying
People
around
are
for
actually
this
staying.
Stuff.
They can watch a whole game without, you know, it going over 3 hours long. Yeah.
I'd like to take a moment on the first part of the survey about the price of going to a major league game and how much that is. And that we can talk about any sporting event. There's no cheap sporting event to go
not
to.
Not anymore.
As far as the major sports and the major, like Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about
the highest levels. Yeah.
Yes, at the highest levels. They want desperately for people to come back to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, you know, you have an issue going on. You have a pandemic happening. This is before the pandemic. They were begging people to go.
Yeah.
Pandemic happens, inflation, all these other factors.
Yep.
And here we are, where if you're really upset about this, quit blaming players that want a lot of money. We're talking about people who want millions from people who have billions.
Billions.
It's the owners. It always will come back to the owners. Yeah. And I will never understand the fan base that will take ownership side over a player. You realize you're closer to the player than you will ever be to the owner.
Yeah.
The owner does not care about you. Like, every once in a while, you'll find an owner buy a local team or something like that. The majority of these guys don't even live in the state with the team that they're owning. It's a business. It's a business
it's
that they bought.
Business.
That's it.
We have to keep that in mind. This is, they want to make money. They don't want to break even.
No.
They want to make money on this.
I don't know how you fix that part of baseball. Like, baseball, I think, you know, done a pretty good job of looking at the game on the field and how we speed it up. You can't argue with that.
Right.
How do you fix this? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and the model, the business model, I think has seen its day. Personally, I think we need to completely rethink how we do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to see teams move anymore. I don't want to see the A's out of Oakland. Yeah. I want them to stay in Oakland.
Yeah.
I want Tampa to stay in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that their fan bases aren't great, but there are people that love these teams. You have friends that are big, huge A's fans. They're everywhere, man. Yeah. And I want to be able to, you know, find a way to get the business model out of it. Find a way that they can become a part of the community itself.
Yeah, yeah.
More like it, and it's not exactly the same, but the Packers are a good example of a different way of owning a sports franchise, a major league sports franchise. Get the community involved. The Packers are never, ever going to leave Green Bay now. There was talk, people forget, in the 80s, there was talk of them going to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Of them moving out of Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they would stay in Wisconsin, but there was talk of that. You would never hear that now. Never hear that now.
Do you think that the owners of these teams and all four of the major sports would like more of that or less of that? Do you think they look down? I want to say look down that they don't like what the Packers did. The owners, it's a club.
Oh, yes.
And like, you look at the NFL, those 32 owners,
mate,
that is they communicate, they have a mafia basically going on.
More or less,
With that and everything. And what they want, they get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the thing with the Packers and all that, you don't have that necessarily.
No.
So I wonder if Major League, like the commissioners or who, the people in charge of these sports, if they like that or if they don't. I'm not sure. I don't know what would be, you know, easier. I know personally for me, I'm with you. I think you need to do this with every sports franchise.
Oh, I'm 100%.
Every franchise should be owned by the city, by the state, and the state and the city should get money from it. And you should funnel that money into education.
You could use it as a public.
You could use it for anything, but I just threw that
out
there.
You're right. Exactly. No, you're 100% right. You could use it for any number of things. And you could still, and the players would still make plenty of money. You know, I'm not saying they make what they do now, but I'm sure they get paid plenty.
Doesn't have to change anything on the field.
Yeah, right.
It just... It just behind the scenes, the numbers and everything.
And if you want a new stadium, guess what? The city gets to reap the benefits instead of giving it to some billionaire.
Yeah, and you don't have to feel, well, wait a minute, what about these poor billionaires that have to give up their team? They just become bigger billionaires.
They'd have to buy the team from them at whatever market price it is. Yeah, they'd be fine.
All this junk that Donald Sterling the guy in Washington did, or yeah, it's Daniel Snyder.
Dan Snyder,
what do they get for all this bad stuff that they've done, all the horrible, they become bigger
billions. Billions of dollars.
Yeah, that's what they're,
crying all the way to the bank.
It's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, come back, have more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
It is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Furniture has been Central Wisconsin's home for the best in furniture for more than 60 years and four generations. Brands you know and trust, such as Lazy Boy, Ashley, Smith Brothers, and more. Our professionally trained consultants will help you find what you are looking for at an affordable price. Let our family help you create a space that's truly yours. Home Furniture, stop in for immediate availability or create your own piece. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
What is a Moravian? Someone who seeks to love God through Jesus Christ and love others. Someone who tries to live out their faith every day. At the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, our mission is sharing Christ, serving others. One of the ways we are serving is to provide a place for the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market, a weekly celebration of crafts, treats, and amazing people brought together to share their handiwork and passions with you each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through April 29th. We invite you to come check it out. All are welcome.
If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust. This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
It is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 49, winds out of the southwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Daytime highs approaching 41. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. We're going to take you to the top of the hour, where we'll get into CBS News, and then we'll, of course, have Morning Magazine for the day. Our whole hour today spent with the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Big thank you to them for joining us for the hour. And, of course, our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media coming in and recording it.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to follow them on YouTube. Type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. We were talking baseball and going to baseball games, Seth, and I wanted to bring something up. I got caught up in the moment and forgot. You remembered.
Sure. I just wanted to remind everyone that, yes, going to a Major League Baseball game or any kind of sport can get expensive, but luckily, if you are a baseball fan, you don't have to spend that much, and it's right in town here because the Rafters are going to be starting soon.
Yeah.
So I am we were driving by Witter Field a little bit last mm-hmm. night, and I was like, oh, I'm ready. I'm getting ready for the season now, so it's going to be great.
May 29th cannot get here fast enough. Mm-hmm. That is when the Rafters kick off the 23 season against the Lakeshore Chinooks at home.
Nice.
And that is noteworthy, of course, to us here in Rapids, but mm-hmm. also to us here at WFHR, because we have always been the home of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
That's right.
Their entire history. Mm-hmm. Every pitch, every hit, every win of the Rafters' career, legacy, all this we've had. Mm-hmm. And we're so proud of that. We'll continue to be doing that. Going to have some strong coverage for you this year. We're going to have staff members at the ballpark and everything. Mm-hmm. Going to get the players on as much as we can and all that.
It's always fun.
Cannot wait.
Yep.
Find out more and get your tickets right now at northwoodsleague.com. That's northwoodsleague.com. Getting, again, closer to Easter, and you're going to hear more of these kind of stories, but maybe not one just like this. A suburb in Ohio got an early start on Easter this past weekend, and it did not go well.
Oh, dear.
Beaver Creek, Ohio, is just outside of Dayton. And a male and a mall had a Easter egg hunt for kids on Sunday.
Okay.
First up, there's still a mall that's open.
Like, that's pretty remarkable.
That's pretty interesting. I just wanted to take a minute there and just like let that sit there for a second. But it devolved into chaos after parents got into it.
Oh, dear.
It was supposed to go like this. 1 and 2 year olds would go first and have their own section of the mall to search.
Nice.
Then 3 and 4 year olds would search a different part of the mall with a 60-second head start on all the older kids. Adults weren't allowed to pick up eggs. More than 2,000 eggs were hidden around the mall, so there were plenty to go around. But as soon as it started, everyone made a mad dash. People got knocked over, and adults were even seen shoving little kids out of the way. Around 1 in 20 eggs came with a prize of some kind, so that's why. Luckily, it doesn't sound like anyone was seriously hurt, but some kids left empty-handed without finding an egg. The mall called the adults' behavior unacceptable and said that they won't be hosting any more egg hunts in the future. Quote, "We feel the community will be better without the hunt." They also apologized for some of the parents treated the 22 people who were there helping out. They included 10 staff members and 12 girls from a local softball team.
Oh, jeez.
So, once again, adults ruin things for kids.
Yeah. Way to go.
Way to go.
Way to go, adults. Not very adulty.
I believe that we are getting closer and closer to a point in our society where certain people, you give up the right being called an adult. You are no longer, you are a little boy or a little girl from the rest of you. I don't care if you're 50. You act like this, you're a child.
You should be treated that way.
And you should be treated like one. You should be talked to like one. Did you need something? Can I help you with something? Are you all right? I'm going to talk to a 55-year-old man like that because and go ahead and let him come at me. I don't care. Because honestly, what else are we supposed to do? Shaming these people, they just double down. They
apparently
don't
doesn't
care.
Work, yeah.
So what else? How else do we correct this in society? Because it's on us. This isn't a government problem. This isn't
No.
This is a societal issue.
It is.
We love to point the finger at the government for stuff all the time. Can't on this one.
Not this one.
This is a completely...
Nope.
This is on us as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
How do we act right? How do we, get away from these kind of things?
I don't understand. I just don't get it.
I'll never get it. I'll never
it's
understand it.
It's for kids.
Yeah.
It's... Oh!
That's messed up.
That is... That ain't right. Boy, if that ain't... That ain't right story. Blew.
Here's a little more of a sillier that I write story.
Okay.
This is quite obvious, but again, for criminals in the back, the number one rule of not being caught is don't attract attention to yourself.
Again, don't attract attention to yourself.
It's kind of the first rule, really. A 20-year-old man from New Jersey named Justin Miranda was... that's hilarious. His name's Miranda. His last name's Miranda.
Justin
that's
Miranda.
Kind of funny.
Is he related?
No, was riding his motorcycle in Florida, and he had a hilarious fake license plate that said, "Bend over." The problem was Justin was a fugitive who was wanted on a parole violation. And some officers noticed the vanity plate, thought it looked fishy, and went to pull him over. Justine spent away from them, leading them on a brief chase, blowing through red lights, and ended up crashing his bike. It sounded like he'll be fine, but he did need to be hospitalized.
No, brother.
Justin was charged with a felony fleeing count. He could also be looking at trouble in New Jersey, where he's wanted for that parole violation.
Jeez.
All of this because you had to put that little vanity license plate on there.
And I'll bet you cash money that he was giggling the whole time he was putting that stupid plate on there.
Absolutely.
Bend over.
He thought this was going to make some, people are going to be rolling laughing off of this one. The only people laughing, the officers.
Yeah, exactly.
Officers. I hope they got a laugh.
I do too, because that's just ridiculous.
That is messed up, man. I don't know what to do with that person. Again, stupid enhancer. Like I feel like Carl's a rule about
that.
Yeah,
I think you might be right on that one.
We get to some good stories of the day. An art teacher at a school in Honolulu was driving home from work last Wednesday when he saved a 100-year-old woman's life.
Wow.
Her daughter's car was stopped in the left lane. Then he saw her standing in the road choking. So he jumped out, did the Heimlich, and saved her life.
Whoa.
It turned out she'd accidentally inhaled a cough drop.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
He left when cops got there, but his shirt had his school's logo on it. So the daughter was able to track him down the next day and say thanks.
Wow. That's a great story.
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of weird, though. It stopped car and someone's choking. That's a weird combination of stuff.
It's such one of those situations where you just react.
Exactly. Total reaction. Yep.
Chrysler is selling a new optional package for its Pacifica minivan that's specifically for kids with autism.
Oh.
It's called the Calm Cabin package and costs an extra $300. It includes things like a weighted blanket, a light and sound therapy machine, and a velvet seatbelt cover to make long car rides easier. That's a wonderful idea.
That's a fantastic great idea.
Not many families can afford an extra $300.
Let's rethink that part of it. Yeah, I'm with you there.
I say just steal the idea. Like, just do it. If your child has autism, just, you know, go
figure out a way to do it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's I do want to give them credit, though. That is smart.
They are trying, at least trying, but you don't have to do it for money.
Yeah, it's smart to do for people and for families. It's smart business-wise, too. Here is another, you know, group of people that you could be selling to.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple's gender reveal is going viral after a whole restaurant got in on it. They went out to dinner with their family and had a bunch of cupcakes for dessert. And one of them had either pink or blue frosting inside. There were more cupcakes than family members, and even after each of them tried one, they hadn't found the frosting yet. So they started enlisting people at other tables, and a random woman eventually yelled, "It's a girl!"
Oh, wow. Hey, see, now that is a gender reveal party I can get behind. People got cupcakes.
Yes.
Not dangerous at all.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. We need more of those.
Yes, indeed.
That's not a bad one at all. I like that. I did want to take a moment for a story here that I thought was important too, and I'm rambling because my computer is not working.
Yeah, come on, computer.
Come on. There we go. So I think this is a good one. A no kill shelter in Kansas City posted a 6-minute video of to get more cats adopted, and it worked really well. They wrote down different traits on scrap paper, like loves to cuddle or great with other cats. Then they had employees pick them from a hat and tell people which cat had each trait.
Huh.
The video racked up over 400,000 likes this month.
Wow.
And now almost all of the cats featured in it have been adopted out.
Wow, that is a great idea. Smart.
I will say that, of course, Madison and our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society are going to be joining us tomorrow with our Pet of the Week.
That's right.
They do some great work as well with our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Yes.
And we encourage you to look at their page and go to their YouTube page to see more of those videos, or go to the Humane Society's website and
for sure
see some more of those videos and everything. But they do a really good job at that. It's one of those things that has really helped out humane societies.
Yes.
Social media.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think one of the biggest issues that they have is visibility. You know, out of sight, out of mind. People don't even think about it. But when they're made aware of it, they think, oh, you know, maybe I can be that person that takes being the forever home kind of thing.
Yeah. And be listening tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. Right at the start of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Madison with our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to Current Technologies for sponsoring the segment. A nonprofit in Minneapolis called American Service just sent a bunch of volunteers to Mississippi this week to help tornado victims. Mm-hmm. And seven of the volunteers are refugees from Ukraine.
Whoa.
They all arrived here in the last 3 months and wanted to do something to give back.
Oh, how nice is that? That's a wonderful story. Wow.
The owner of a used car dealership in Wisconsin turned a weird misunderstanding into a good deed this month and got some publicity, too. His name is Joe Green. He owns a place called Budget Motors and started getting bad reviews this month, but he didn't know why. It turned out they were actually meant for another dealership that recently changed its name.
Oh, no!
They changed their name to Budget Motors after a customer left her ID behind. And an employee was caught destroying and all this stuff to it.
Yeah, right.
When Joe heard what the other dealership did, he found the woman online, asked her to stop by his Budget Motors, and gave her a free car. He also made T-shirts that say, "Here at Real Budget Motors, we won't ever mess with your driver's license and stuff." He made shirts for it and everything. Smart.
Brilliant. That man. Oh, that was just turning lemons into lemonades. That's a textbook example.
Some of my favorite creativity involves that.
Yes. It
involves when people are able to do that.
Do the switch. Yes. Do the, like, the pivot to something bad, good from bad. Yep.
Really enjoy that. Really do. Really enjoyed the show today, Seth. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
It was a fun one.
Tomorrow we'll have Melissa and Seth in with us. We'll get the gang back together. And then on Friday, Terry Johns is going to be co-hosting with us.
All right.
Looking forward to all of that. And again, don't forget that on tomorrow's show in the 9 o'clock hour, we will have our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And of course, on Friday, we have your Star of the Day. Oh, and I got a good one this week.
Oh, good.
Got a good one this week.
Is it everybody. Is it more easy? Is it a stumper like last week? Or
kind
of. It is? Oh, good. Yeah, I like that.
Kind of stumper. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. And of course, a big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Find out more by going to their Facebook page or qpprinting.com.